And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Haddon Township High School, the kickoff of the 2012 Sterling football campaign. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz getting just set for kickoff here on the Saturday afternoon. Beautiful, very humid day here from Haddon Township. And Sterling coming off a 6-4 season last year, trying to improve on that again this year. Made a great run towards the end of last season.
Yeah, and I think when you look at this strong team, one thing you really look at are the juniors from last year, now the senior leaders. Really, as juniors, had a significant impact when you took about Marcus Taylor, Quamir Mack, Jerry Crisman, Dwayne Wade. Kids like that are players are looking for this year to really have an even more of a significant impact.
And Sterling will receive the ball for the first half as a kickoff from the 40-yard line goes into the end zone, and for a touchback, Quamir Mack was back to receive, but went way over his head, so Sterling will start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, and a very different look here for Sterling this year, losing some of their seniors from last year, more notably Austin Way.
Yeah, and Austin Way at the quarterback position. I mean, he had an immediate impact when he came in. Of course, had to sit out the first month, but came in a big way in that Haddon Heights game, and put Sterling in a position offensively to put some points on the board and almost come out with a win over a very good Haddon Heights team, and he had a real significant impact the rest of the way. Of course, Preston Harrison is taking the quarterback spot this year.
And Preston Harrison on first down and a pass in the backfield. That's going to lose 10 yards. Great job there by Haddon Township to read the screen pass. They had three receivers to the near side. Sterling going from left to right now.
Yeah, that was just a great read right there. And you know, it wasn't just the one player. They really had everybody out there swarming. So that was just a great job of team defense and recognition.
That's a loss of 6 on the play. It'll be a second down and 16. And Preston Harrison now, again, operating from the shotgun. One back to his left. Three receivers near side, one far side. And now that's Dwayne Wade in motion. And he will get the carry going far side across the 20, across the 25, across the 30, close to a first down. Looks like he's going to be about a yard short.
Yeah, that's what you get from Dwayne Wade. He can really just outrun people to the outside, and that's what you saw right there. And it wasn't a play where the left side of the defensive line was dominated in any way. It was just a foot race to the outside, and more often than not, Dwayne Wade is going to win that race, and he did right there to give him a third and short. The guards are
Devin Tucker and DeJuan. So now a third down and two. Call it a short 2 yards here as they are operating now with, again, Preston Harrison in the shotgun. And it's going to go carry up the middle. It's going to get a first down is Khalil Howard and Moore. As he's tackled outside, close to the 45-yard line. That's going to be Sterling's first down. And Sterling so far early on doing it on the ground.
Yeah, real nice push there. I mean, early on they tried to go with the pass to the outside, ran Dwayne Wade to the outside. There they just hit it right up the gut. Had a real good push there between the guard and the tackle up front. But really what got that play going was the block by Brian Mahata from the fullback position, and that got them to position where they got the first down.
So right in front of our broadcast booth now, it's first down and 10 from the 43 or 44-yard line. Preston Harrison again hands it off to Khalil Howard, and this time he's stopped for little to no gain. It'll be second down. Howard
stopped at the line of and that's that play that takes a little bit of time to develop. You allow your back the option to look for the hole. But Haddon Township was all over that play.
Will be second and 11, ball at the 44-yard line.
So it's actually a loss of 1. It'll be second down and 11 with 10:19 and counting left to go in this opening quarter of the season opener for the Sterling Silver Knights here at Haddon Township High School. Second down and 11. Preston Harrison again operating from the shotgun primarily. And it's a handoff again right up the middle. Khalil Howard makes a nice move and able to get 11 yards and appears that he has a first down. And they are now in Hawk territory.
And Khalil Howard, another kid who came off a big year last year.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with Khalil Howard, the key to utilizing him, especially when you go with the plays off guard or off tackle, is have him get to the line of scrimmage quickly. And that's what he was able to do right there, and they're able to get the first down.
They talk about a player who really, second half of the year, really, really showed up. I don't remember his numbers, how many touchdowns he had. Eight touchdowns like the last four games or something like that. So he really exploded in the second half of the year.
Yeah, and they used him primarily in that wildcat formation. Yep. That was really successful, and just because of his speed and quickness.
First and 10 from the Hawk 44. Again, a handoff up right up the middle to Khalil Howard. Nice shoestring tackle there by Haddon Township. Number 56, Elijah Camacho, able to just get the foot of Khalil Howard and hold him to only about a four-yard gain.
Howard, you know, he got caught at the line of scrimmage with the foot, but still, in going down, was able to get 4 yards on a first down play. And, you know, the thing I like about this offensive drive here, not only the fact that they're getting the first downs, they're establishing things on a consistent basis, but also the fact that they're utilizing different players, different offensive weapons, and they're really spreading things out and using different areas of the field. You use the outs, the right side, the left side, and the last couple times they've hit it up the middle.
So now a second down and 6. And a stoppage on the field. It's going to be a timeout, Sterling. That's their first timeout of the half with 8:41 left to go. No score here in this opening quarter of the season opener for the Sterling Silver Knights, and some programming updates here from Sterling High School Radio. And we are going to have every single home game, or excuse me, every single game will be broadcasted right here on Sterling High School Radio. This one is obviously tape delayed. By the time we get this out, probably be sometime next week. But all the games will be broadcast live, home or away, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Exciting stuff. I know, you know, we got things going last year, had that Buna playoff game. Unfortunately, a loss for Sterling. But lots going on, and I know you worked very hard at it, and you have to feel good about what we're able to do here.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. And it's hopefully get some listeners. You can just jump right onto the Sterling website and scroll down to the left side of the page, and you'll see the Sterling radio link. Just click on that and give it a few seconds of buffer, and you will be streaming the audio live. So good news from Sterling, and especially for the football team, for people who can't make it out to the game for whatever reason, maybe in front of a computer, maybe able to stream it live and still get all the results. So after the timeout, it remains second down and 6 from the 43-yard line. Low snap taken again. A handoff to Khalil Howard, able to break a tackle in the backfield and get across the 40 down to the 38.
And you could see one of the keys to this success here, again, to add a little bit to what I was saying about Sterling being able to utilize different weapons, different areas of the field. Defensively, Haddon Township has to play a little bit of a looser set. They can't stack the linebackers up. They have to respect those either two or three wideouts to one side, the wideout to the other side. You have to respect Sterling's speed and their ability to come up with a big play at any point.
So a third down here, Haddon Township needing a stop as they are knocking on the door. It's got to think it's four down territory
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Receivers on either side. Preston Harrison again from the shotgun. Hands it off, but there is a penalty marker on the field before the snap, and that's going to be a penalty against Sterling. It's going to march him back 5 yards. A delay of game penalty. Something you don't see a lot.
Not a whole
in high
lot.
School.
You know, you always want to be aware of where you are, at what point you're at in that 30-second clock. So, you know, I know we talked to Coach Clint Wiley, and he felt good about this team, but the one thing he feels like that could hurt this team in a negative way, and of course you hear a lot of coaches say it, but it's true, is the penalties and the mistakes, and that's something that you don't want to have halt, especially a successful drive that they've had to start the game here.
So after the penalty, it's now third down and 8 from the 44. Khalil Howard trying to sweep left, break a few tackles, and he gets out across the 40-yard line down to the 36, very close to a first down. And it looks like he's going to be about a half a yard short. It's going to bring up a fourth and inches.
Well, they shot the defensive. It looked like the defensive end shot in. You know, we talked about Khalil Howard, his ability to get to the line of scrimmage very quickly. Right there, that was just a very instinctive cutback, and that's something you can't teach. That's just something you have, and that's what Khalil Howard brings to the table.
Obviously, Sterling not going to punt in this situation. Fourth and short from just outside the 35. And it looks like there was a jump. And the official, no penalty marker on the play, but it was taken right up the middle. And they believe it looks like they're going to measure. It looks like he got it. But
I think he got it, yeah. He's close to the line. And, I mean, yeah, he's got it.
It is a first down.
Has moved the ball to the 35-yard line.
I think Sterling got away with one there. It looks like the right tackle there just jumped early, but the officials didn't catch it. And Sterling catches a break and a first down from the 35-yard line of Haddon Township.
And a very interesting set in fourth and short with the two wideouts to the near side, wideout to the far side. But, again, it forces them to respect that outside threat. And Preston Harrison just leans forward and gets the first down.
And Preston Harrison now with Dwayne Wade in motion. He's tackled in the backfield very nicely again by number 56, Elijah Camacho, the junior linebacker, comes in and makes the tackle for about a five-yard loss. It'll be second down and 15.
Yeah, and that's very similar to the plays that defensively Haddon Township's having success with. Ones that take a little bit longer to develop. I mean, you saw right there, Dwayne Wade came around on the reverse, but it was a little bit deeper in the backfield than the previous reverse that he had. And if it takes any extra split second to develop, these linebackers are really getting there. They're gaining penetration and making plays.
Big stop there by Haddon Township to force the Knights back to their own to the Haddon Township 40-yard line. Again, Harrison from the shotgun is going to pass this time, trying to set up the screen, and no one in the area. Is Preston Harrison buried in the backfield right after he let go. A lot of pressure there by Haddon Township.
Yeah, and that's that middle screen. You know, sometimes you don't really run that a whole lot, and what you're primarily trying to do there is hope that they read screen but think it's coming to the outside. You get it to the middle, and a kid like Khalil Howard, who can shoot upfield very, very quickly, can make something happen, but they weren't able to connect on the pass right there. And you're looking at a third and long. And this goes back to having penalties and how that just stalls the momentum. I think that's what happened right here.
So a third and 15 from the 41 of Haddon Township. Preston Harrison from the shotgun. Dwayne Wade in motion to the near side, and he's going to roll out to the left, and he's going to pass, and it's incomplete, intended for number 7, Ramir Jenkins, the sophomore. And it's going to be decision time for Sterling as they are sitting on the 41-yard line of Haddon Township, fourth and long, and it appears that they will bring out the punt unit.
Yeah, real good pressure right there, and I think that was the key to that play. You saw Harrison roll out to the right side, really didn't get a chance to set himself properly on that throw. Didn't get a lot on the pass. And Sterling looks at a fourth and long and in a punting situation here.
Marcus Taylor gets the punt away. It goes, bounces at the goal line and into the end zone for a touchback. So only a net gain of about 20 yards there. But nonetheless, Haddon Township able to stop the drive of Sterling, who looked like they were on a roll there early with Khalil Howard.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some people would say, geez, you're at the 40-yard line, even a fourth down play. Maybe you might want to go for it. But fourth and long, and also the fact that you want to maintain the field position that you've gained right here. Keep Haddon Township buried. Hopefully the defense can come up big. Have Haddon Township punt deep from in their own territory, and there's a good chance you'll get the ball back in midfield. You have to feel confident about what you saw from Sterling offensively right there. Again, you have to cut down on mistakes, and I think that penalty really cut out some of the momentum that they had.
Now, the first look of the 2012 campaign for the Haddon Township Hawks under in the shotgun now, Jake Campbell, the senior quarterback, and he's going to pass a little screen pass out to the right-hand side to his running back, number 22, Casey Boyle. And a penalty marker on the field on the far side.
The penalty marker thrown at the end of the play.
Could be in a holding area or a...
See what the officials say on that far side. They've thrown at about the 15, the 17-yard line. And conference, and it's going to be a false start penalty.
Okay.
Against Haddon Township. So now they'll be first and 15 now from their own 15.
It was one play, but you have to like what you saw from the defense and their ability to read. And, you know, and it really, it wasn't one of those passes that quickly went to the outside. He set his feet, and, you know, it was just a great job of recognition by the linebackers and getting to the outside and knowing where to go.
5:20 left to go in this opening quarter here, still scoreless. Nice Saturday morning here, very humid Saturday morning. Overcast skies, a little bit of a breeze, which is nice. First and 15 now. Again, back to pass is Campbell. It's almost the exact same play. And Campbell's pass completes to Casey Boyle, able to gain about 7 yards. And now you're looking at about a second down and 7.
Yeah, Sterling was able to get out there, but it was a real nice block by the wide receiver. And they're able to pick up 3 yards. But, again, you have to like the activity, the athleticism of their linebackers. And also, you have a kid like Marcus Taylor from the safety position who can not only cover, but he's capable of coming up and making a hit. And that almost gives you an extra linebacker out there.
Now, second down and 7. Campbell operating from the shotgun. 3 receivers to the near side, 1 far side. He's going to pass again. Looking. And throws it incomplete, intended over on the far sideline for number 44, the tight end, Corson Harder. And it'll be 3rd down and 7.
Nice coverage right there. And, again, you saw Sterling obviously having to respect the 3 wideouts and the wideout to the far side. But they went with a blitz with Devon Tucker, and he really went in there, and quarterback wasn't able to set his feet. And, again, you see, much like what happened to Preston Harrison, he wasn't able to get a lot on the throw. So Strong has to feel pretty good about, you know, them punting and right now possibly putting Haddon Township in a position, if they don't get the first down, to punt deep from their own territory, giving Sterling potentially good field position at midfield.
And the field position chess match may be on here if Sterling can get a stop. 3rd down and 7, motion coming near side. Campbell under shotgun or under center now and is able to hand it off right up the middle, not able to get the first down. They had to get to the 31, got out to about the 29. They're going to be a couple yards short, and that's going to be a punting situation for Haddon Township. Great first defensive series for the Knights.
Yeah, it was, and they went with a double blitz right there with both the linebackers. Not a bad job of recognition and picking up the blitz, bounced to the outside. But, again, you saw the ability of the safety, the defensive backs, to come up as run stoppers and make a play right there.
So a punting situation.
Troy Condrilla comes on to punt for the Hawks on 4th and 1.
And back deep to receive. Standing at the 40-yard line is Sterling awaiting the punt. Either way, they're going to get a good field position regardless of the punt. Great punt. Backing up is Kamir Mack and takes it at about the 23-yard line and trying to make a move. And he is buried at the 30-yard line. So a great punt there by Haddon Township. That's exactly what Haddon Township needed as they were buried deep in their own territory.
And that's a situation where there's a nice punt, you're going back. Kamir Mack could be very dangerous, but he was forced to pick up that punt running laterally, and you give those special teams runners early going down, the tacklers, time to get to Mack before he can be able to get upfield. Kamir Mack's strength is getting the ball and getting upfield right away, and he wasn't able to do that.
So Sterling gets their second drive of the game, starting at their own 30 with 4:04 left to go in this first quarter. Still no score here. Impressive first drive. It's kind of stalled out once they got into Hawk territory with a difficult situation they had to deal with a 4th and long, but now a handoff right up the middle to Zaire Gibson, the junior running back, able to get about 6 yards, so he's out to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, nice individual effort, Gibson, getting hit initially. You know, you always say if you hit, you have to wrap, especially a kid like that who can spin and get those extra tough yards, and that's what Gibson was able to do right there.
Gibson's first carry of the season, obviously. Good one, able to gain about 6. It'll be 2nd down and 4. Preston Harrison again from the shotgun, 3 receivers. He's going to keep it himself and maybe able to gain a couple yards, maybe just 1 or 2, is Preston Harrison on the quarterback keeper. It'll be a 3rd and 2 with just about 3 minutes left to go here in this first quarter.
Yeah, had the 3 wide out set and a 1 to the far side. And again, hoping you can open things up right there, but not a bad defensive play right there after initially Gibson picking up about five. Only was able to give out three on that play right there.
Now splitting the four wide receiver look, two far side, two near side, is Preston Harrison again from the shotgun. And a third and short, he's going to keep it himself. Stumbles at the 35, and he's tackled in the backfield for a loss. Great job so far. We've said his name a lot. Elijah Camacho doing a great job on defense for Haddon Township.
Yeah, that's just a great read right there. And I think what they had him do there, not even a read, looked like they went with a blitz, you know, with the double wide out set. You want to put pressure on Harrison, not allow him to get his feet set. And right there, they were able to get to him before he was able to get anything going. Haddon Township has to feel pretty good about themselves, especially in light of the fact that Sterling, in the initial drive, was able to reel off a couple first downs. Now they've kind of stabilized things, and you know they're going to get the ball in fairly decent field position, barring a great punt.
Marcus Taylor back to punt it, standing at his own 22-yard line, gets the punt off, and back deep to receive is Casey Boyle. Takes it on a hop at the 30, going to the near side, looking for room. He's not going to find it. Only about 4 yards on the return, but there is a penalty marker on the play. Boyle gets out to the 32. Well, let's take a look at the penalty marker. Penalty marker thrown at the 39-yard line of Haddon Township. We'll have to take a look at the penalty. With 2:15 left to go here in this opening quarter, the penalty is against Haddon Township.
Referee indicates the call is against Haddon Township.
Probably a block in the back, but we'll wait for the... Now that's a hold, as we heard the PA announcer standing right to our left here in the broadcast booth.
Nice coverage there on special teams. You can see, and one thing they always say on special teams, on the coverage teams, whether it's kickoff or the punting team, you want to stay in your lanes. And everybody came down, stayed in their lanes, and they just were able to flush it to the outside. Again, forcing the returner to move laterally instead of upfield. Yeah, they were able to make a play and add on to that. Obviously, they were able to get the penalty, putting Haddon Township back on about the 22-yard line.
So Haddon Township will start their second drive. First and 10 from the 21 with 2:15 left to go in a scoreless opening quarter here. The season opener for Sterling as a handoff goes again to Casey Boyle, and he's going to, looks like he lost a couple yards, maybe able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. He does not. He loses about 2 or 3 yards there. Great job by Sterling defense and Haddon Township with their back up right against the wall now.
And the key to that play is reading it very quickly and gaining penetration. That's what you saw from Khalil Howard, getting in the backfield with his athletic ability to chase things down and get the things quickly. He was able to make the play for the loss right there.
Second down and 13 from the 19-yard line. And a penalty marker before. They could get the ball off, but it's now, looks like it's going to be another penalty. Is it against Haddon Township? Let's see, the offsides penalty against Sterling, so they will gain back the yardage that they lost on the first down play. Now you're looking at a second down and 7 instead of second down and 12. That's a big penalty.
Yeah, it looks like they jumped a little bit on that outside. And strangely enough, that was one of the few times it looks like they didn't have any type of blitz package going. They were playing in their base D, but I think we just got a little over-anxious there on the left side, knowing it's a passing situation, trying to get a little bit of a head start.
Second down and 8, 1:35 and counting left to go. And Campbell, back to pass from the shotgun. He's going to complete it again to Casey Boyle, able to get across the 30 and down to the 34-yard line, picks up about 10. That's going to be their first down of the afternoon.
Yeah, good, quick, efficient pass play, and that's what's going to happen when you're allowed to set your feet like Campbell was able to do right there. Set his feet, really got a lot on that throw, zipped it into a tight area, but put the ball right where it needed to go.
Haddon Township very quickly up to the line here, first and 10 from their own 35. Campbell, again from the shotgun, is going to hand it off to Boyle in the backfield, and he is stacked up for about a 3 or 4 yard loss. Great job there on a host of tacklers for Sterling.
Well, there you see Sterling going back to being aggressive defensively. It looked like they blitzed Khalil Howard off to the left side. And really were able to gain penetration, not only from Khalil Howard, but they had a good push up on the defensive line and were able to get to the back before he was able to get going upfield.
Khalil Howard and Marcus Taylor in on the tackle there for Sterling. Second and 13 for Haddon Township from the 31. Campbell again from the shotgun. Sterling showing blitz and bringing it. Campbell completes it at about the 36, but driven backwards and out of bounds. So a gain of three there with 21 seconds left to go in the opening quarter.
Again, a good job of recognition. I mean, you'll take that anytime. Short pass to the outside. But the important thing was the defenders, defensive backs, came up and made the play. They didn't allow any type of run after the play.
So third and 10 for Haddon Township from the 35.
Big play right here for
absolutely
Haddon Township.
For both teams, really.
Yeah, and especially since Haddon Township, you know, in this second drive seems like they're getting some life. They were able to get a first down, trying to establish some type of consistency here.
Campbell again operating from the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Sterling showing blitz and bringing it and able to almost complete it there right off the hands of Corson Harder, the tight end, who had plenty of running room in front of him. And it probably would have been a first down. I think it was one of those situations where he didn't look it in, looked upfield before he actually was able to bring the ball in.
Yeah, Robin, that's an outstanding play call right there, because when you saw the double blitz with the linebackers, that leaves that middle area of the field open, and that's a perfect call. Not only are you hitting that middle of the area, but you're hitting the receiver in stride, and potentially you're putting yourself in a situation on a short pass play to come up with a big play after with the run after the pass. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to hold on to it.
So now a fourth and 10 and punt situation. Sterling bringing a lot of pressure there and a fortunate bounce. And it's still rolling. And it's going to be downed at about the 27-yard line with 7 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. But very fortunate Haddon Township is there to get that punt away. Wasn't a very long punt by any stretch of the imagination, but they got a great bounce and a great roll. And so far, special teams coming up big for Haddon Township.
Yeah, they are. I know, in the previous time when they had the punt deep from their own end, had a nice punt. And, I think in Sterling's end right now, you have to go back to what was successful on that first drive. Not any one play in particular, but using different weapons and hitting different areas of the field, really spreading things out on that Haddon Township defense. And I think that's the way they're going to have success today.
So now Sterling operating from their own 26-yard line, which could be the last play of the opening quarter, and it is going to be a handoff across the right up to about the 30-yard line is Kamir Mack, and that'll do it for the first quarter. No score here from Haddon Township. Sterling 0, Haddon Township 0. We'll be back for the second quarter action right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
Sterling High School is currently seeking high school and college students with Red Cross lifeguard certifications who would be interested in working as a lifeguard this spring at Sterling North, also known as the former Voorhees YMCA. Students will be compensated at a rate of $10 an hour. Interested students should submit an application, which is available in the general office at Sterling High School during the hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or call 856-784-1287. That's 856-784-1287.
Welcome back to Haddon Township High School. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz for the 2012 football opener. Sterling taking on Haddon Township at Haddon Township. And no scoring here in that first quarter. But Sterling with their third drive of the afternoon here. Second down and 7 on the 31. Harrison back to pass, completes it to Dwayne Wade near side. Penalty marker comes in as Dwayne Wade tackled right at the first down marker. We'll have to take a look at the penalty there.
Could be an illegal block possibly by Sterling.
Matt Brown.
Wow, they're going to get a defensive hold.
Defensive holding is called against Haddon Township.
So a defensive hold here against Haddon Township.
Interesting. Something you don't see a lot on quick hitter to the outside.
And this week featuring Chick-fil-A.
See the offensive hold a lot of times on that play.
Please be generous in your support.
Strong card break right there. I think what they're trying to do right now, you see them, you know, go to the outside with Dwayne Wade. You want to try to get the ball in the playmaker's hands and give them the ability in an open field to make things happen. And that's what Dwayne Wade's able to do with his speed and his ability to cut.
Defensive holding against the Hawks moves the ball forward.
So now you're looking at a
9-yard line. Will be first and 10 for the Silver Knights.
First and 10 here for Sterling. From right outside the 50-yard line. Big penalty there for Sterling.
Official's time on the field.
And official timeout here now for Sterling.
First game mistake, picking up the wrong headset.
Hey, that happens. That happens.
Strong has to feel good about having themselves in midfield right now. And again, I think, you know, you see the play up the middle and trying to get Haddon Township maybe caught off guard, but they really have to try to get the ball in their playmaker's hands, get the ball to the outside, and even, you know, to have Haddon Township defensively respect the whole field, maybe try and shoot for getting the ball downfield.
Yeah. Preston Harrison now on the keeper, and he's going to go nowhere. Connor Wade on the stop for Haddon Township, and Sterling, after a great opening drive, not really to put anything together since then.
Yeah, there you just see great discipline from Haddon Township. You know, a lot of times you see Wade come over there, and the last two times he came around, they handed the ball to him. He was able to get to the outside, especially when you know you have a kid like that that has a lot of speed. Sometimes you might shoot out of there a little bit too early, but they didn't do that, stayed at home, and were able to make the play.
So a big third down here for Sterling. They're facing a third and 11 from their own 47. Harrison back to pass, going to float one, and it goes over the head of the intended receiver, number 9, Devin Thompson, the 6'2 senior. And that's going to bring out the punt unit.
Yeah, I like that play on two ends. I mean, obviously they weren't able to connect, but just the fact that you show that you're going to have Preston Harrison roll out, and you have to show the ability to get the ball downfield, make them respect that 20, 30, 40-yard area downfield, maybe loosen things up, and in turn that might help the running game a little bit in the future here as we move on.
And the officials having a conference here just about midfield, not really too sure what they're discussing here. It's a penalty marker in the backfield. They're going to say a roughing the passer penalty against Haddon Township is the initial call here. And let's take a look at it. I heard some of the displeasure from some of the really good crowd here for a matinee home opener here at Haddon Township.
I didn't see it. Obviously, we don't have a radio replay, right?
No, not yet. We're getting there. Maybe in next year's budget we'll be able to work that in.
Of course, you're focusing on the ball going downfield, but that is a huge break for Sterling and such a costly mistake for Haddon Township, especially when you look at how well they've been able to pick up the different looks from Sterling, make plays, put themselves in a position where they're possibly going to have Sterling punt. Then you have this, giving Sterling first down in Haddon Township's end of the field and really giving momentum back.
Huge break for Sterling as it's going to be first and 10 inside of Hawk territory and almost picked off there by Haddon Township. Pass was intended again for Devin Thompson. And Preston Harrison a little wild so far with the arm.
Yeah, well, you see when he sets his feet, I mean, the throw was a little high, but that's probably the one throw that we've had seen so far that really had a lot on it, had a lot of zip to it, and that's what you need in that middle area field. Again, it just sailed a little bit high. I think Preston Harrison's a kid, first year at the quarterback position, You want him to complete a couple passes, maybe some safe passes here and there, and develop confidence as this game goes on.
And there's a Sterling player down at about the 30-yard line. That is Devin Thompson. He took quite a shot. Preston Harrison's throw was high, and it looks like he may have gotten the wind knocked out of him there because the defender came in and hit him while he was up in the air trying to make an acrobatic catch, really.
Yeah. And, of course,
he's able to walk off.
Devin Thompson, another kid who had a big year last year from the defensive end position, and you also have him as a wide out. Yeah, actually, I think he might have lined up the tight end position right there, but, you know, he's a kid with a lot of size, really plays a physical game.
Devin Thompson standing 6'2", 185. Will play wide receiver / tight end and also safety. But it's going to be second down and 10 with 9:48 left to go in this first half. Still no score. Sterling at the Haddon Township 37-yard line.
It looks like they're going to that formation with the Wildcat with Khalil Howard back there, something we saw a lot last year.
And Harrison from the shotgun, two receivers split far and near side, and now it's going to be in motion is Kamir Mack. And Harrison's going to keep it. Penalty marker on the play as Harrison goes right up the middle past the 25-yard line. Is that Khalil Howard?
Penalty marker down at the 36-yard line.
And that's usually in the illegal shift. I was going to say hold, but it's going to be an illegal shift penalty against Sterling. That will back them up 5 yards and really negate a nice run there by Khalil Howard.
Yeah, that's where Khalil Howard's most dangerous. You know, he was an all-conference pick last year. And, you know, when he gets that ball in the shotgun, in the Wildcat formation, and, you know, that's something where you just have to read what's in front of you. As we see to make the call right there, that's something where you have to read what's in front of you. And he's so instinctive in knowing where he is on the field, knowing where the openings are. And that's impressive because the defense almost pretty much knows what's going to happen. They just can't stop it.
And that round of applause you're hearing is for the Chick-fil-A cow is in attendance. You got some celebrities on staff here.
I'm sure you've dressed up in your cow suit from time to time.
Sure.
Get a free Chick-fil-A meal.
Sure. Second down and 16 now. And the handoff goes to Dwayne Wade on the sweep and able to make a move at the 40 and get us about 6 or 7 extra yards. Nice run there by Dwayne Wade to make up for the penalty. And it's going to be a third down and about 3 or 4. But again, you probably got to think you're in 4-down territory either way.
Yeah. And you know what I like about that? On the previous play, they faked to Wade and they had Khalil Howard go up the middle. Doing that, it makes the defense respect both things that are going to happen, and you can't shoot out too early. And again, Dwayne Wade, we've talked enough about his ability to get to the outside right there. That was his speed, beating everybody to the outside and able to pick up a sizable amount of yards.
So third down and 3, deep into Hawk territory is Sterling. Harrison again from the shotgun, one receiver near side, 3 far side, and a timeout, Sterling. That's their second timeout with 8:27 left to go. Still no score. It's a defensive battle so far here. And, you know, you have to think of, you know, opening game jitters probably for both teams right here.
Absolutely. And really, the thing that's killed both teams, especially Haddon Township on this side, has been the penalties. You know, you'll talk to coaches about what the key is. And, you know, right up there with execution is avoiding hurting yourselves, killing yourselves with penalties. And that's what's happened with Haddon Township right here because, you know, especially when you get penalties after you've had 3 good downs, you've done all the things you need to do from a standpoint of recognition, making plays, being disciplined in that area, then you show lack of discipline on a down, and with the roughing the passer play, you're able to give Sterling a first down and give them life and actually give the momentum back to Sterling.
And you got to think a very good timeout, timely timeout by Clint Wiley and his staff there on a 3rd and 3. And knocking on the door of getting the game's first score. You want to make sure you have the right play call, and especially after the illegal shift penalty that you had, you want to make sure everybody's on the same page. They have 1 timeout remaining here, a big 3rd down, 3rd and 3 from the Haddon Township 31-yard line. Harrison from the shotgun. He's going to roll out to his right and pass, And a pass is incomplete, intended for Jameer Jenkins. And it's going to bring up fourth down and three. And so far, Preston Harrison, not too accurate on the throws this early.
No, actually, it was a semi-rollout right there. But I think on that one, the receiver, Jenkins, looked like he slipped a little bit, yeah. Came down. And shame, because that was, you know, the first pass you figure Harrison could have connected on. I like the formation there that you saw Howard off to the right side as, you know, a blocker, but also that makes him a safety valve too. He can peel off. If Harrison doesn't see anybody open, he always has that option of dumping it off to Howard right there.
So the biggest play of the game so far, it's a fourth and three for Sterling from the 31. Harrison going to roll out. He's got plenty of room in front of him. Penalty marker on the play as the pass goes incomplete, and it looks like it's
a holding.
A hold in the backfield. Penalty marker thrown at the 37-yard line. It is a hold against Sterling. Obviously, Haddon Township will decline it, and they will take over on downs.
Nice job on that left side of the defensive line. I mean, that's what caused the hold, the great penetration. And, you know, you do that, you put pressure on the quarterback. And, again, Harrison right there really wasn't able to set his feet. And, of course, they were able to also get the hold right there.
And Township will take over. First and 10 from their own 31-yard line with 8:17 left to go in this opening half. Right here, Sterling High School Radio, WSHS. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz bringing you every single home and away football game right here on Sterling High School Radio as Haddon Township back to pass, completes it this time to number 46, Connor Wade, making his first appearance into the game and picks up about four or five.
That's a real nice job. Real nice individual effort by Julian Blackshear. Looks like Sterling didn't initially pick up that screen, but he really got up in there in a hurry and made a great open field tackle.
And a penalty marker in the backfield at the 25-yard line as Connor Wade only picked up three as the discussion at the 25-yard line of Haddon Township trying to figure out what the penalty marker is. I didn't see anything, but if it's in the backfield, it's in the area of a hold trying to protect the quarterback here, but we'll take a look. And it's going to be an eligible member of the line downfield against Haddon Township.
And that's your biggest worry on that screenplay. You know, if it, and it's all a timing thing. The linemen are told to hold up for a certain amount of time, go upfield. If things don't work from a timing standpoint, from the quarterback to the receiver, your lineman's still going to go upfield. They really can't see that. And, you know, that's what they got called for right there with the illegal man downfield.
That's a big, big penalty because that's going to march them back inside their own 15-yard line. First and a mile here for Haddon Township. First and 25 from their own 15.
And that just goes back to what we said about Haddon Township hurting themselves after, you know, they had the initial penalty to stop Sterling, feeling good about themselves, getting the ball back, and then just killed themselves right there with the penalty.
Jake Campbell from the shotgun. And it looks like it's Casey Boyle off the left side for a short gain.
Goes to the running back, Dan Clemente.
Excuse me, it was Clemente on the carry, and that's a gain of about four, but still they have their work cut out for them. It's still second down and long.
And, I mean, you know, it's early in the game, first half, nothing game. This is where you're kind of looking for one of your leaders on defense to maybe come up, make a big play. If you're looking at things from Sterling's standpoint, second man in on a hit, maybe go for the ball, jar it loose, make something happen.
So second down and 20 from the 19. Again, Campbell from the shotgun looking, and he's being chased and throws it incomplete. And is there a penalty marker for? Yes, there is. There's a penalty marker on the field. Great pressure there by Sterling. That could be intentional grounding, and that's going to back up Haddon Township even more.
Yeah, and that right there, I mean, Jacobs had a lot of time back there. That was just what you call a coverage sack right there. I mean, Sterling really had everybody coverage. Jacobs looked at a lot of different receivers, took his time. But eventually, I mean, the blocking, the offensive line is going to break down, even though initially they did a good job. But you have to give credit to the defensive backs of Sterling and their ability to cover in that situation.
A correction on the penalty. Very interesting call here. It's a horse collar tackle against Sterling, and that's going to give Haddon Township an automatic first down. So I guess as the quarterback, Campbell, was rolling out to the near side, the Sterling defender must have grabbed Campbell by the horse collar, and you have to make that call.
You have to make the call.
Got to make that call.
And I mean, I'm sure the coaches will be, yeah, that's something you're going to point out on films, because he was right there to make the play. It's not like you were reaching and you inadvertently grabbed the face mask or something like that. Yeah, that's a play where, yeah, you can't make a mistake like that on that type of play, because you were there to make the tackle legally.
So penalty is the early story for both sides here, as it's a first down and 10. Again, Campbell rolling out to his right, able to complete the pass to number 22, Casey Boyle, near a first down. He may be about a half a yard short, but nonetheless, Haddon Township capitalizing on the penalty from Sterling.
Yeah, one thing I'm seeing right now is Jake or Campbell's comfort zone. As we look at the first down right here, comfort zone increasing in the pocket. Looked like they had a blitz with Khalil Howard off to his left-hand side, off to Campbell's left-hand side. Just shifted a little bit over the pocket, set his feet, and really made a nice throw.
So first and 10 now from the 44 is Haddon Township. Again, that's going to be Boyle on the carry. Tons of yellow laundry flying in from every direction. It looks like it's going to be a face mask penalty against Sterling, as Boyle was trying to gain some extra yardage, and you saw his head whip around, and it looks like that's going to be a 15-yard variety.
Yeah, and that's the type of play. I mean, you never say that it's accidental grabbing a face mask, but it looked like he just reached out, caught it. Penalties again are going to allow Haddon Township to keep this drive moving along.
Love to see the stats. Looks like it's only a... A five-yard variety. That'd be a first down and five. Right shy of midfield here is Haddon Township, so not the personal foul variety, just the five-yard flavoring. With under 6.5 minutes left to go, Campbell passes off to his left and able to get about a half yard shy of the first down marker, and into night territory is Marino.
Yeah, that quick hitter to the outside is something we've seen from Sterling, Rob, and that's the first time we've seen it from Haddon Township, and that's just a catch and get yourself upfield as quick as possible, and they're able to get a nice gain right there.
It'll be second down and short at the 49-yard line. Haddon Township in Sterling territory with just under 6 minutes left to go in a scoreless first half and a timeout by Haddon Township, their first timeout. And can also take this opportunity to let you guys know as well, you can stay up to date with everything going on at Sterling High School, not only just through the radio stations and programming updates on Twitter. You can follow us at Knights Radio for all the athletic updates, anything going on campus, any happenings within the school, whether it's athletics, musicals, things like that. Feel free to follow us at Knights Radio. Also putting some programming notes on there, let you guys know when I'll be airing certain shows, and even these games will be airing live on Channel 9, and Channel 19, actually, and also on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Yeah, you really have to like all the technology that we have going on here, and of course the administration is very supportive of the equipment, and I know the board likes all this information being put out, and I think the community likes the fact that, you know, they're able to keep up on what's going on with the high school.
So as play will resume here, it'll be second down and short for Haddon Township with 5.75 minutes left to go here. The second down and one inside of Sterling territory. Haddon Township trying to put some points on the board here and be the first to do so in this game, as it's been a penalty-plagued first half here this morning.
Yeah, and it swayed back and forth. We saw penalties really hurting Haddon Township there for a time. They were able to recover, made some nice plays. Now it's flipping over the other side. Penalties have hurt Sterling.
So Jake Campbell operating from the shotgun again. Three receivers near side, one far side. Campbell back to pass. He's going to go to that near side. The far side. Pass is incomplete, intended for Corson Harder. And it'll be third and short. And you got to think that Haddon Township has about a foot and a half to go here, and they can kind of pull out some tricks in their playbook here. It's four down territory with just, you know, about a foot and a half to go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you saw right there, of course, you know, you have a short area to go. You want to keep the momentum going, and Haddon Township's had a lot of success on this drive. But I'll tell you right there, I have to give credit to the defensive line and the pressure they were able to put on Campbell and really get in his face right there. Even though he's able to set his feet, wasn't able to get the zip on that ball to complete that type of pass.
And the handoff goes right up the middle and back for a loss. Great stop there by Sterling. And that's going to back them up about a yard. So now it's decision time. And third, and just as I said, you know, you got some opportunities there to just get a couple, about a foot and a half. It's fourth and about one.
Yeah, that's a big play right there. And that's when you kind of take a chance. It looked like they shot a gap over on the left side of the offensive line. And when you guess right, you get yourself in a situation like you got right there. You get to the ball carrier, gain penetration, and don't allow him to get anywhere upfield in there. Able to gain a big stop right there and forcing Haddon Township to punt.
Interesting call here by Haddon Township. They will punt the ball in this defensive battle. Watch for the fake. And they're going to line it up under center now. And a timeout. And I heard a whistle. I'm trying to figure out what. As Haddon Township lined up to punt, and a delay of game penalty against Haddon Township. And I don't know if they were trying to get them to jump off sides and get that first down or not.
Well, I think initially that was the case, but and then once they decided to go into that set where they were going for it, they just got set up a little bit too late, because once you have the movement going, you can't snap that ball until everybody's set, and they were a little late on that. Again, that's the type of thing that can happen in the first game of the year.
And now a definite punting situation as the punt is off and bouncing towards that far sideline, bounces at the 23 and out of bounds, and that'll be Sterling's opportunity now to try and get some points on the board with 4:42 left in the first half. Sterling will play their home opener next Friday night, 7:00, on against Paulsboro, who won last night actually against Haddonfield.
Okay, and I know I had heard that Haddonfield actually, you know, Haddonfield had a real good team last year. They're down a little bit. How much? We're not sure. And of course, I know, you know, we had talked to some of the coaches last year. Paulsboro's down a little bit over the last couple years compared to what they would have been. I mean, they're still a very good team, but not at the same level that they've been at in prior years.
And that game can be heard right here on Sterling High School Radio Live. Just go to Sterling's website and click on the radio link. You'll be able to hear that live. The video of that will also, video footage will be aired sometime a couple days following the event. So
if you are missing your wallet, and you can
first and 10 for Sterling right now from their own 25, 4:42 left to go in the half. And again, from the shotgun is Preston Harrison. And he's going to hand it off right up the middle and going nowhere. Is that Kamir Mack? Yes, it is. Kamir Mack. No gain on the play. It will be second down and 10.
And both teams in this game have really come up big defensively when they've had to. You know, it's been a bend but don't break situation where they've given up first downs. But at key points of the game, both defenses have come up with big plays and forcing the other team to punt.
Second down and 10. Harrison going to hand it off to the near side is Richard Carter. His first action of the season. The sophomore running back, 5'8", 155, Only able to gain about three, so it'll be a third down and seven.
Yeah, Carter getting to the outside. That's something we saw Dwayne Wade run probably the four previous times that they've ran that play. And, you know, again, good activity by the linebackers and getting to the outside. And I think the fact that you had Preston Harrison handing it off, there's not that same threat that you have with Khalil Howard possibly pulling back and going up the middle. And, you know, Haddon Township might have cheated a little bit and getting to the outside. That's why they were able to get to Carter very quickly before he was able to get upfield.
So a third down and seven now as clock is ticking towards 3 minutes left to go in the opening half. Again, Preston Harrison working from the shotgun. He's got Jerry Crisman near side. Always a threat. And Harrison's going to pass to the far side, complete to the aforementioned Richard Carter. And he's going to be short of the first down, and that's going to be a punting situation for Sterling, or what would appear to be a punting situation. But he's close. His second effort got him pretty close to that first down marker, and in there, I think they're going to take a look at it. Nope.
Wow.
There,
wow. I didn't think he had it. Okay.
I didn't think he had it either. That's a heck of a spot. So the drive is still alive, in which it looked like he was, at least from where we're standing, at least a couple yards short, but I guess the second effort got him close to that first down as a officials are blowing it dead. It's going to be a timeout, Haddon Township. That's their second timeout with 2.5 minutes left to go in the half.
You know what, Rob, I like that play. You know, in a situation like that where you have third and short, a lot of times people say get the ball downfield. But I think right now when you're talking about Preston Harrison, it's his first game of quarterback, has had a few wild throws. You want to build his confidence. And that type of throw right there with the short pass, the run upfield, is really a confidence-building type of play that you hope Preston Harrison can really build on here as we move forward in this game.
Interesting to see Richard Carter, this sophomore, getting some playing time in this opener here. And a couple big plays back-to-back for him, able to get Sterling a first down in a key situation where they're backed up in their own end towards the end of a half, trying to make a move, put some points on the board. Sterling will be kicking off to start the second half.
And I'll tell you, in Carter's end, I like the fact, you know, you're out there, you're a sophomore, you don't have a whole lot of varsity experience. Making the catch and really turning and getting upfield quickly, running hard. And he looks like a kid that really, from that receiver position, has a lot of confidence.
So after the Haddon Township timeout, be first and 10 from their own 35. Harrison, again, going to hand it off and fumbles the ball. And it looks like Haddon Township's on it. Khalil Howard did not get the exchange. And Haddon Township recovers the ball at the Sterling 26-yard line. There's the break. And again, Elijah Camacho falling on the ball. But just that exchange, that's the risk that you run when you run that Wildcat offense. We have that back coming from that far side. It's got to be crisp.
Well, Rob, you know, we said earlier that the difference in this game could be a turnover, a break from the defense. And you see right there, although that one was something Sterling really gave away with the bad exchange, but Haddon Township right now looks to take advantage of great field position here.
So Jake Campbell from the shotgun being rushed and sacked in the backfield. Sacked in the backfield by Khalil Howard. So making up for his the exchange on the fumble, comes back and hits Campbell in the backfield for a 10-yard loss, and it takes them out of field goal range.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they went with the double blitz. Really went aggressive. You know, sometimes you're in that situation, they get the ball on your own 25, you want to play it safe. But with Campbell's ability to set his feet with his comfort zone in the pocket increasing as this game's going on, they felt like they needed to get pressure on him. They did that and did a nice job.
Second down and 20 as Campbell goes back to pass, hits his own lineman in the back, and it's incomplete. Unfortunate for him because I think he was just trying to unload that because Sterling came with the blitz there.
Not quite sure who he was even throwing to that to. I don't know. You might have had a back in the middle of the field, but that came close to an intentional grounding. But, again, real nice pressure by Sterling, and that looks like something that we're going to see early on as a characteristic from this defense is to be aggressive and make things happen by gaining penetration, whether it's get to the back or get to the quarterback before they're able to set their feet and make things happen.
A big third down and 20 now for both teams, really, as Campbell's back to pass. He's rolling to the near side, completes it, but short of the first down. As a penalty marker comes in, the pass is complete to Connor Wade. Penalty marker sits at the 30-yard line, right where Wade was tackled. We'll take a look at the penalty, and this could be a huge penalty, as we've said this a lot. Hit to the head against Sterling, and that's going to be a personal foul penalty, and that's going to give Haddon Township an additional 15 yards and an automatic first down. So just when Sterling had them backed up, another penalty makes him pay for it, and it's going to be first and 10 from the 15-yard line with a 1:31 left to go in the first quarter.
Again,
first half, rather.
Just a lack of discipline from Sterling. And you know, I'm focusing back on Campbell. Again, you see his comfort zone right there. Sterling, it looked like they blitzed Kamir Mack. He's bearing down on Campbell. Campbell's still able to set his feet, hit the receiver in stride, gain a nice little gain, and, of course, added on to that is going to be the penalty. And they put themselves in a good situation here with 1:18 remaining.
Clock continues to run. Both teams down to one timeout. Jake Campbell from the shotgun, first to 10 from the 15. Going to hand the ball off. Going far side is Casey Boyle. Able to gain a couple. You got to think you're in hurry-up offense here because now you're under 60 seconds to go. There's a Sterling player down at the 17-yard line as they stop the clock with 52 seconds left to go.
And what made that play, even though he wasn't able to get the tackle or get his hands on Boyle, was Devon Tucker shooting the gap right here. And there we go back to anytime Sterling defensively finds himself in a hole, they go aggressive, they'll shoot a gap and trying to make something happen. And Tucker was able to get in the backfield and just get Boyle off balance enough for the linebackers to come over and eventually make the play.
Trying to see who that player is that's down on the field for Sterling at the 17-yard line as we are still scoreless here in this opening half. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz here on Sterling High School Radio, bringing you coverage of Sterling's 2012 season opener at Haddon Township.
And you look at this game from this point, I think one of the frustrating things offensively is, for the most part, both teams' inability to get the ball to their playmakers in space. I mean, we really haven't had any really big plays. And, you know, with Sterling's speed on the outside, and, you know, and a lot of credit, again, goes to the defenses for the reads and recognition. But I think the difference in this game, it could be one of two things. You could have a mistake like you had with Sterling with the missed handoff. You hope Haddon Township hopes they take advantage of it, or it could be a big play. I mean, neither team has been able to successfully string together a long drive with having that inadvertent mistake.
And that was Khalil Howard, who was down. He's now being looked at on the sideline. Not really too sure what happened to him. But nonetheless, clock continues to run, second down and 9, as Campbell passes incomplete. As intended for number 16 for Haddon Township.
Pass intended for Robert McCullough.
Robert McCullough there.
Third and 10.
And
from the 15.
38 seconds left to go, and it's going to be a third and about 9 from the 15-yard line.
Sterling doing a nice job defensively there, really covering that middle area of the field, because that seems like in this situation an area where Campbell likes to hit his receivers in stride, but they really had the receiver covered right there and voided any type of play that could lead them the catch and the ability to get upfield.
Third and 10 from the 15. Campbell again from the shotgun going to run to his right. Being chased. He's going to look at the end zone, and he's got a man, and it's incomplete. Almost a one-handed grab there by Casey Boyle in the back corner of the end zone. It's going to be fourth and 10 with 30 seconds left to go, and let's see what Haddon Township does here. They are sitting on the 15-yard line. It'll be a 32-yard field goal from here.
Yeah, that was a great job of penetration and putting pressure on Campbell right there, forcing to flush him out of the pocket, because it looked like for a short period of time there was a receiver open. Campbell had seen him, but it was when he was trying to get out of the pocket, wasn't in a position where he could set his feet and throw. And then when he did throw, things kind of broke down in the secondary and he wasn't able to connect.
Connor Wade going to come out and attempt a 32-yard field goal. With 30 seconds left to go as the ball sits on the 15-yard line, but appears that we have a timeout.
Tell you, this is a tough kick from the far hash over there on an angle. You're not lined up right in the middle of the field on this one.
Not too sure which team took that timeout there. But either way, only one allowed timeout left.
I'm going to guess it was Sterling.
You got to be wary of the fake here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know Coach Clint Wiley is big on, you know, a lot of times you say, hey, save timeouts. But if he feels like everybody's not on the same page, there's even any type of a doubt, he will call that timeout. And just make sure you have the right defensive set out there for what they're going to possibly throw at you. Now, of course, Rob, you mentioned the thing you're worried about right now is the fake, especially when you're looking at, you know, a 32-yard field goal, but it's really a tough one.
That is a tough one.
From that left hash.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a 32-yard field goal in the NFL ranks is kind of a chip shot, but especially in the high school ranks, this is no joke here.
Yeah, and not only on that left hash where you're setting up, it leaves the whole wide side of the field, the right side of the field. You have a wide side of the field right there, so you could.
Jake Campbell will hold
on the fake,
and Connor Wade kick is up. It's got the distance and. It is good.
Wow.
So a 32-yard field goal breaks a scoreless tie here with 26 seconds left to go in the first half. Haddon Township strikes first. It's 3-0.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're Sterling, on one end, you have to feel good that you held them to a field goal. But on the other end, in such a low-scoring game, I mean, a field goal could be the difference in this game with both teams' inability to really get things going offensively in this first half. And, of course, it all points back to the mistake, and that's what we said. Yeah, that could be the difference in the game, and right now that is. And the big fumble you had right there.
And the penalties.
On the 20-yard line, the penalties.
The hit to the head penalty was just humongous. Humongous. But now Sterling operating with 26 seconds left to go. Haddon Township taking a 3-0 lead. And you have to wonder what Haddon Township's going to do here. They just put the ball on the ground, or you kick it deep?
I think at this point,
dangerous receiver back in Kamir Mack. We've seen it a lot. He's got the speed.
A lot of times, the thing I like on this, I like that low line drive kick. Yep. Make it tough for them to pick up, and usually by the time they pick it up, your coverage is pretty close to getting there and making the play. You don't allow them to get any type of momentum going upfield.
So the aforementioned Connor Wade will kick off from his own 40. Kamir Mack back deep to receive. And the kick is a squib kick. Takes a bounce about the 35, and Kamir Mack receives it at the 15. And he's hit immediately by the kicker, Connor Wade, right at the 26-yard line. So Sterling with 23 seconds left to go.
23 seconds to play in the first half. Sterling in possession of the ball.
This is a situation where I'll tell you what, at this point, I don't think you try to get it downfield. I think you take a knee, go into halftime, try to make the necessary adjustments, and regroup in the second half. Last thing, obviously, you want in this situation is for some type of mistake to lead to a score going the other way.
And speaking of the second half, we will have one of these Sterling coaching staff members, as Sterling will take a knee here into the halftime. And Sterling will go into the half. What appears to be a... Trying to figure out why everybody's still standing around, not going to their respective benches here with the clock running.
Will be second and 10.
And that's going to be second down and 2-1, and that's going to end the first half. First half, the only scoring we have is a 32-yard field goal by Connor Wade late in the first half. And then Haddon Township will take a 3-0 lead into the locker room. As I mentioned earlier, we will try and get one of these Sterling coaches in really, really quick at the beginning of the second half, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. It is 3-0 Haddon Township. We'll be back with second half action right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Back after this.
Can't get enough of the NHL? Want to find out what's happening with the Flyers and the rest of the league? Get all the latest NHL news, trades, and updates on the Blue Line every Monday night at 6 p.m. with your hosts Rob Strauss and John Flacco. Miss a Monday night show? Don't worry, you have two more ways to listen. The rebroadcast is Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. and all of the shows are archived right on Sterling's website. That's the Blue Line every Monday and Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Come join the local youth every Sunday night at Stratford United Methodist Church on the corner of Union and Central Avs. The youth group is a rapidly growing group, and they would love to have you. The group consists of 7th to 12th graders and meets every Sunday night from 7 to 9 at the church. Come join us weekly for crazy games, live music, physical life lessons, and some great snacks. Join now so you don't miss out on upcoming camping trips, scavenger hunts, swim parties, and more. For more information, contact Stratford Church at 784-9135. Or Jared Claiborne at 856-287-0717.
And welcome back to Haddon Township High School for second half action. Sterling trailing 3-0. As they get ready to kick off, the only scoring coming on a 32-yard field goal late in the second quarter by Connor Wade for Haddon Township, and the kick is underway, and it takes a bounce at the 10-yard line and goes into the end zone for a touchback. And that's where Haddon Township will take over first and 10 from their own 20. I'd like to thank Kevin Schulz for coming by in this first half, a very, very long first half, a lot of penalties in that first half. But thank you very much to Kevin Schulz for stopping by and giving his input, as he always does. The next broadcast, again, will be next Friday night, the home opener at Sterling High School against the Red Raiders of Paulsboro. Game time set for 7 o'clock. You can hear all the action live right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. As the first play of the second half is a pitch to the near side, and it goes to Casey Boyle, and he loses a couple. It'll be second down and 12.
Defensively for Sterling, their linemen are...
Again, a very, very long first half. A lot of penalties, mostly that hurt Sterling,
the linebackers are
which set up the 32-yard field goal.
It
was a hit to the head where it would have been a punt situation for Haddon Township, but gave them a first down and an additional 15 yards. So that's what set up the field goal as second down. Campbell passes complete across the 30-yard line and down at the 33 is Boyle again. And it's a Haddon Township first down.
And that will be a first and 10 for the Hawks. First and 10 from the Haddon Township 33-yard line. Filling in the defense for Sterling.
We'll see what Sterling comes out with here in this second half.
Marcus Taylor,
as it looks like they were moving the ball very, very well in their initial drive, but it was stalled out. And Sterling on defense now is Campbell again from the shotgun looking to his right. Pass is complete and making a move at the 35 and getting pushed out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Great job by Haddon Township. Again, another first down for Haddon Township. So Haddon Township looking to add to their 3-0 lead.
Robert McCullough is a Haddon Township first down.
Pass was complete to Robert McCullough, the sophomore, a 6'1 sophomore. getting his first call of the game. So first and 10 now from the 44. Handoff goes to Boyle. And he scoots ahead for about a yard and a half.
Boyle, the ball carrier.
That'll be second down and 9 from the 45.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 from the 45.
Another sunny afternoon here. Great morning for football. Very humid, though, so see if that plays into the factoring later on in the game as players start to wear down here in this heat and humidity. Second down and 9 from the 45. Campbell back to pass and almost picked off. Intended for Boyle, but broken up there nicely by Julian Blackshear.
Julian Blackshear of the Silver Knights.
Blackshear, a 5'9", 151-pound defensive back trying to
at the 45-yard line.
Make the interception, just able to get a hand on it and break up the play, but either way, it's going to be third down and 9. The officials timeout right at the as the players are getting ready to line up for Haddon Township. Not too sure what the delay is here. And it looks like there's going to be a conference. Not too sure what that delay was all about, but nonetheless, it's back to live action. Campbell again operating from the shotgun. Got one receiver in Boyle to his left. Back to pass, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Marcus Taylor. It's across the 50, across the 40. Makes a move across the 30 to the 25, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Marcus Taylor.
Into the end zone.
Marcus Taylor, a interception return for a touchdown. Exactly what Sterling needed. Sterling on the board. 6-3. Marcus Taylor on a 55-yard interception return for a touchdown. Made a great move at the 35 and able to go into the end zone. And Sterling takes a lead 6-3, exactly what they needed to get right back into this game, a defensive score.
Attempting the extra point and will Marcus be number Taylor. 5, Marcus Taylor.
And try and catch his breath here before attempting this extra point. The kick is up.
Kick is up.
And it is good. And with 9:54 left to go in the third quarter, Sterling takes the lead 7-3 on a 55-yard interception return for a touchdown by Marcus Taylor. And that's exactly what Sterling needed to get back into this game. Campbell had a lot of time back there, and Marcus Taylor just made a great play on the ball and able to return it all the way in the end zone. Great individual effort to get away from some would-be tacklers there. He was hardly touched as he walked into the end zone. But a great job by Marcus Taylor to give Sterling the lead. First touchdown of the season for the Silver Knights, obviously, being the season opener. And Sterling will kick off. Back deep to receive for Haddon Township is Casey Boyle.
Go big return here, Ray!
And also Nick Marino.
Casey Boyle and Nick Marino are the deep men for the Hawks.
So Sterling, Marcus Taylor going to kick off from the 40-yard line.
Excuse me, Dan Clemente.
Haddon Township looking to rebound here after
Marcus Taylor will
the interception by Jake Campbell. And now the kick from Marcus Taylor. End over end kick. Fielded by Boyle at the 3-yard line.
At the 4-yard line.
He's going to come to the near side. He's got some room. Runs into his own man and is tackled at the 21-yard line. Penalty marker comes in late.
To the 21-yard line. Penalty marker comes in at the 21.
See what the penalty call is. Lots and lots of penalties. Love to see the stats on this game afterwards on how many penalties for each team there were. And it's going to be a face mask penalty.
Personal foul
against Sterling. So another huge penalty against Sterling in the 15-yard variety. And that's going to give Haddon Township a first and 10. Instead of operating at their own 20 to start this drive, they will start from their own 35. And a big, big difference, especially the way that this game has gone field position battle-wise.
So Casey Boyle's return, along with the face mask.
That flag came in very, very late.
Haddon Township 35-yard line, where it is first and 10 for the Hawks.
From the Haddon Township sideline. So nonetheless, it's going to be a first and 10 from the 35. Campbell back under center now with Boyle in motion. He's going to get the carry, run near side. And that is a penalty marker on the field as Boyle is pushed out of bounds.
Nice run by Casey Boyle
at the 37-yard line. But let's check again
penalty
on the penalty.
At the 34.
And it's going to be a legal shift penalty against Haddon Township. And that will back
penalty
them up 5 yards.
Haddon Township for an illegal shift.
9:39 left to go here in this third quarter. Sterling taking the lead on a 55-yard interception return for a touchdown by Marcus Taylor.
Penalty moves the ball back to the 30-yard line. It is still first down.
First and 15. For Haddon Township. As Boyle again, or excuse me, Campbell again going under center. Sterling showing blitz and brings it, and it's going to be a short pass to the outside back to Boyle, and he gets past the original line of scrimmage and is pushed out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. So he's able to gain back what the penalty cost them. It'll be a second down and about seven.
So it will be second and about seven.
Interesting to see now that Campbell, after throwing the interception from the shotgun position, is now operating under center. And just as I say that, he goes back to the shotgun formation. Two receivers far side, one near side, and a back to his left. As Campbell's back to pass completes it to number 44,
Corson Harder.
So it's nice to see Jake Campbell, after throwing the interception, still able to have the presence of mind to go back out there and start firing again. And he picks up about 3 yards. It'll be third down and three for Haddon Township. Third and three from the 37, or excuse me, from the 43, rather. Big play here for Haddon Township, and even bigger for the Sterling defense. See if they can hold Haddon Township as Campbell's back to pass. Passes out. Nice one-handed grab there by Casey Boyle.
Number 22, Casey Boyle.
For a huge gain. Boyle out to the Sterling 43-yard line, but he brought that ball in with one hand, right with the right hand. Ball was a little ahead of him, just stuck out the mitt there. And
referee indicates
there's a penalty marker on the field, though, but it is against Haddon Township. That will negate a great one-handed grab by Casey Boyle, which is unfortunate for Haddon Township fans because he made a heck of a catch there. It's going to be a hold. And they will replay the down, and it'll cost them some yardage as well. So instead of a third and three,
holding penalty,
or instead of a first and 10 from the Sterling 43, it's going
to
be third and long from their own 25.
It'll be third and about 20.
So a long way to go here for Haddon Township. Sterling defense looking to make a stop here. Campbell. Again, from the shotgun, Sterling showing blitz and bringing it. And Campbell hit as he throws, and a pass is incomplete. Penalty marker in the backfield intended for Corson Harder, and that penalty marker was right about where Jake Campbell got hit. Personal foul hit to the head against Sterling.
A hit to the head.
And again, penalties hurting Sterling.
That personal foul is against Sterling.
The second hit to the head penalty against Sterling in a key third down situation. That's going to cost them. They had them dead to rights, deep in their own territory, and Sterling, again, got a hit below the head. The officials are going to call that every single time, especially with the emphasis on concussions and head injuries. Officials are going to call that every time. Anytime you make contact to the head, they will call that. And another drive stays alive because of a Sterling penalty. Just about 9 minutes left to go in this third quarter. First down. Reverse.
Handoff goes
play.
To Nick Marino.
Handoff to Nick Marino trying to get to the near side. And will lose a couple yards on the play. It'll be second down and 13.
Nick Marino is shaken up. Loss of about four on the
and
play.
Holding his left leg. He's able to get up.
36-yard line.
And walk off under his own power. But he is limping considerably on that left leg. We'll see if he gets back into the game. But they had to call, obviously, an injury timeout. Marino coming to the sideline very frustrated with himself. As he lost 3 yards on that play, it will be second down and 13 after the injury timeout. 7-3 your score here with 8:50 left to go in the third quarter. Rob Strauss bring you opening game action here from Haddon Township High School. Sterling taking on the Hawks. Sterling coming off a 6-4 season last season, trying to improve on that and get a win in their opener this year. They will host Paulsboro next Friday night at Sterling starting at 7 o'clock. And you can hear all the action live right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Kevin Schulz will be back for that as we will bring you all the action from the castle.
Second and about 13 with the ball at the
after the injury timeout, it's a second down and 13.
Hawks in possession
from
the by four.
From the 38. Campbell again operating from the shotgun. Three down defensive linemen for Sterling, bringing in some linebackers showing blitz. And they bring the linebackers into blitz and able to complete the pass as Campbell over to Corson Harder, the tight end. Seems to be his go-to guy when there's nobody open there, and he's been pretty reliable so far. He's able to pick up about 5 or 6 yards. It'll be third down and 7.
So it'll be third and 7 from the 44, 43-yard line.
It'll be third and 6 now from the 44-yard line for Haddon Township. And Campbell operating again from the shotgun. Sterling again showing blitz. Campbell back to pass, deflected, and almost intercepted.
Deflected
at the line and almost picked off by Devin Lewis, the freshman.
This goes as an incomplete pass.
And there's another Sterling Knight down.
The concession
looks
stand
like
just let me know that they now have Devon more Tucker. Breaks available.
Devon Tucker is injured
head on down to the concession
back
stand.
At the 24-yard line, and he looks like he's in a lot of pain as Sean Clank and the athletic training staff
the Sterling player
comes out
up deep in the Hawk backfield.
And it's Devon Tucker being looked at by Sean Clank back at the Haddon Township 24. Not too sure the severity of the injury, but he remains down. And you have to wonder, it looks like could be cramp with this heat and humidity. It's not as much hot as it is humid today. A front due to come in later on today. It's supposed to cool things down. But as it stands right now, extremely humid outside. Players have to make sure that they are staying hydrated so you do not cramp up. And looks like Sean Clank and the athletic training staff working on the left leg of Devon Tucker. Devon Sean Tucker sitting up now. Hopefully he will be okay. Take this opportunity now to let everybody know that you can follow everything going on at Sterling High School via Twitter and at the Sterling High School radio Twitter feed at Knights Radio. Feel free to follow us there. We're giving you sports updates, programming notes, other updates with things going on, things happening around the campus. Follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. Also, big congratulations going out to the girls volleyball team as Devon Tucker limping off the field.
As
the girls volleyball team defeated Paul the 6th last night in straight sets.
Trail by four. It is
straight matches, rather. It was
25-16
in the second game and 25-9 in the first game. So they improved to 2-0 on the year. Boys soccer losing a heartbreaker as they opened up their season against Haddonfield, 3-2 in overtime. They lost a heartbreaker. Girls soccer also losing to Haddonfield at Haddonfield the other day. So both teams looking for their first win coming up today and this week. Girls soccer in action as we resume live action, and trying to make a play on the ball is Kamir Mack on the punt and fumbles the ball, fortunate enough to able to have it come back to him.
There's
a penalty marker on the field, but Kamir Mack called for the ball and hit him right in the chest and then popped right out and able to fall back on it. Very fortunate there for Sterling. And penalty marker on the field. He fell on the ball at the 20-yard line, so penalty marker is being waving off. The penalty marker may have just fallen out of his pocket, but we've seen a lot of that yellow laundry on the field, so first one that's been waved off so far. Believe it or not, this is Sterling's first offensive drive coming up right now of the second half. Sterling with a 7-3 lead, 8:13 left to go here in this third quarter. Preston Harrison from the shotgun is going to hand it off right up the middle and going nowhere. It appears to be Kamir Mack. And
very small gain on the play.
Just able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe we got about a half of a yard. And we'll call it second and nine from the 21. Not a lot of offensive threats here for Sterling. The only touchdown again coming from the defensive score, a la Marcus Taylor. 55-yard interception return for a touchdown on Haddon Township's first drive of the second half. Second down and nine now for Sterling. Handoff again goes to right up the middle to Kamir Mack, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage, able to get across
Mack, the ball,
the 21
carrier,
down, maybe gain a couple yards.
Makes it third and seven.
The third and seven.
Ball's at the 23-yard line.
In a very, very slow-moving game here. First half took about almost an hour and a half. Wind starting to pick up here considerably from when we started. And a big third down here for Sterling with under 7 minutes left to go. Preston Harrison from the shotgun. He's got backs either side. Two receivers near side, one far side. Harrison's going to hand it off, and getting hit in the backfield and down is Zaire Gibson. And that's going to force Sterling to punt. Great job by Haddon Township. Connor Wade coming in and making the stop in the backfield for about a 4 or 5 yard loss.
It will be fourth and 11.
And Sterling will be forced to punt. So defensively, Haddon Township doing a great job hanging in there in the 7-3 game. It's anybody's game still at this point. Marcus Taylor back to punt. And he punts one, and it goes over the head of Casey Boyle and takes a bounce at the 40. And Boyle retreating all the way back to the 20-yard line. He's going to let that die, and it does at the 19-yard line. So a great job by Marcus Taylor.
It will be first and 10, Haddon Township. from their own 19.
Very fortunate. I think Casey Boyle playing that a little too shallow as it went about a foot and a half over his head as he watched it go. And combination of the wind and just a fortunate bounce for Sterling brought that way back deep inside of Haddon Township territory. They'll start to drive first and 10 from their own 19. .556 left to go in this third quarter. Jake Campbell will operate from the shotgun with trips to the near side. Campbell back to pass, looking right all the way and has a man in Casey Boyle. And he's able to get across the 30-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. Another penalty marker comes down. Kevin Stevens pushes him out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. But let's take a look at the penalty. And it's going to be a block in the back against Haddon Township.
I shouldn't have said anything. Yeah, see, there you go.
And now we have... It'll be a first and long situation.
Haddon Township for a block in the back.
Flag was thrown at the 24-yard line. And the referee marking the ball at
moved the ball back
about the 14.
Inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
Haddon Township has to get to the 30-yard line to get a first down, so you're looking about first and 16. Both teams having some real difficulties with the penalties early on here. As Jake Campbell goes back under center. Two receivers far and near side. And he's going to pass over to the left side. And it's complete to number five, Nick Marino.
Wide receiver Nick Marino.
Marino gains a couple, and he is a little slow to get up there.
Marino moves the ball to the 19-yard line.
So he's able to gain about 5 yards. It'll still be a second down and long situation. But Haddon Township trying to chip away at the yardage that they lost from the penalty. Second down and 11 from their own 19 is the Hawks. Campbell under center. Or excuse me, from the shotgun now. As he passes, and it's way over the head of the intended receiver, Nick Marino. Almost intercepted there by Richard Carter.
Richard Carter defending for the Knights. Third and 11.
So a big set of downs here for Sterling to try and play the field position game as they did in the first half. See if Sterling could capitalize on a Haddon Township penalty. As Nick Marino, who I mentioned earlier, limped off, he is now getting some attention from the Haddon Township athletic training staff on the sideline. Campbell, third and 11 from his own 19, operates from the shotgun, looking to pass, looking deep. He is throwing in a double coverage, and it's caught. Nice catch there by number 21.
Pass is completed.
That's Dan Clemente. Threw it right into double coverage, and Dan Clemente just climbed right up the ladder and got it. And he's tackled at the 46-yard line. So in a third and long situation, about a 30-yard gain there for Haddon Township. And they keep the drive alive with a nice catch there by Dan Clemente. First and 10 for the Hawks from their own 46. Campbell from the shotgun looking to pass again, and it's over the head of the intended receiver.
Intended for Robert McCullough.
Robert McCullough, and that's incomplete. It'll be a second down and 10 from the 46. A lot of those one- or two-step drops from Jake Campbell looking to the near side. You got to give credit to Jake Campbell and even
second
more credit to Dan Clemente for
line.
Going up and getting that ball, keeping this drive alive. The Hawks about 3 or 4 yards shy of midfield. operating again from the shotgun. 4:15 left to go in this third quarter. Campbell from the shotgun looking to pass. Looking across the middle. He's got a man complete in his tight end.
Pass complete.
And
then
it will go to
Corson Carter.
Corson Harder, excuse me. And that's a pickup of 12. And they're in Sterling territory.
And Haddon Township first another, down.
Again, as you heard the PA announce, another Haddon Township first down. They're moving the ball through the air right now. And a timeout by Haddon Township. That's their first timeout.
Calls timeout, stopping the clock with 4:04 to play in the third. Hawks trail 3-7.
Again, 4:04 left to go in this third quarter, but Haddon Township threatening. Able to get the ball up in the air quite a bit is Jake Campbell. Looking towards Corson Harder and also Casey Boyle, and more recently, Dan Clemente.
Our concession stand, they have been
and keeping
drinks.
This drive alive
so
for the Hawks.
Down to concession stand during the timeout and get yourself a drink and something to eat.
Sterling defense been on the field quite a bit in this third quarter. They've only had one offensive series. And it was a three and out. They capitalized on a fortunate punt by Marcus Taylor. It went over the head of Casey Boyle to start this current drive for Haddon Township. And after the timeout, it will be
first
and ten from the 41, from the Sterling 41.
For the Sterling 41-yard line.
Campbell from the shotgun. Right in front of our broadcast booth here. He's looking right. He goes across the middle and it's picked off. Picked off by Jerry Crisman and tackled at the 40-yard line. And Sterling will take over. Jerry Crisman, the 6'2", 180-pound defensive back, just went right up and plucked that right out of the air. And Sterling got the break that they needed.
From their own 40.
Defense coming up huge here for Sterling. And Sterling will take over first and 10 from their own 40 with just under 4 minutes left to go in the third. Called his name quite a bit throughout the football and basketball seasons last year, playing in his senior year, as Sterling will now take over. Preston Harrison under center will hand it off right up the middle to Khalil Howard, and Khalil Howard's going to the far sideline. He's across the 30, pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line, but Khalil Howard, great gain there.
And he has finally pushed out of bounds around the 25-yard line.
And that's something we saw a lot of last year, the Khalil Howard show. And Schulze and I mentioned this earlier in the first half. And he had a very, very strong second half of the year. All-conference selection.
Shaken up on the play for the
night. We have Devon Tucker again down at the 40-yard, back at the 40-yard line of Sterling. And it looks like he's cramping again. As Sean Clank and the athletic training staff heads out. This timeout comes with 3:50 left to go in the third quarter. Khalil Howard able to rip off a 35-yard run there before being pushed out of bounds at the Haddon Township 25. It's a huge opportunity here for Sterling. Just on the fringe of field goal territory. Trying to make it a one-touchdown lead or more. A two-touchdown lead would be humongous here for the Knights as head coach Clinton Wiley comes out to take a look at Devon Tucker. Devon Tucker, sophomore, also played last year, is favoring his right leg this time.
Another hand for Devon Tucker.
As he's being helped off the field.
Being helped off the field.
And he is really favoring that right side. Not sure if it's a cramping issue or if he actually may have twisted an ankle or something, but he was down earlier, and athletic training staff taking a look at it. But either way, Preston Harrison will resume play, first and 10 at the Haddon Township 25. Handoff goes to Khalil Howard again, and not able to find as much as he did last time. Able to gain one. It'll be second and nine.
Ball at the 24-yard line.
Sterling looking to capitalize on a great run by Khalil Howard just two plays ago. Trying to punch it in for their first offensive score of the season. Preston Harrison under center, backs on the eye. Handoff to Khalil Howard, fumbles the ball. Ball comes out, and it is recovered by Haddon Township. Khalil Howard trying to stretch and get some more yards. He was hit, and Elijah Camacho falls on the ball. And another Sterling miscue cancels an offensive opportunity, a scoring opportunity, potential scoring opportunity for the Knights.
The Hawks get the ball back.
And
it'll
a
be first
fortunate
and
bounce
from their own 21
for
yard line.
Haddon Township as Sterling was driving,
quarter.
And now it's going to be first and 10 from the 21-yard line for the Hawks. Unfortunate for Sterling there. They go back on defense where they've been for most of this third quarter. Low snap taken by Campbell as he tries to, I think that play was doomed from the start
Campbell
with a low snap.
The backfield by Chrisman.
He tried to run it to the far side.
Looks like about 2 yards.
Lost about 3 yards on the play. Pressure there by Jerry Chrisman.
Out the 19-yard line.
And it will be second down and about 13 from inside the 20. Campbell from the shotgun. Penalty marker. Shotgun comes in.
Prior to the snap.
False start penalty against Haddon Township. So that will back them up again. Five more yards. Now they'll be close to their own 15-yard line.
For a false start. It'll be second and about, looks like about 18. With the ball now at the 14-yard line.
Able to capitalize on the Sterling miscue and now going backwards. Second and 18 from inside the 15-yard line. Campbell operating from the shotgun. Sterling showing blitz. Campbell passes complete right at the 20-yard line. Passes complete to number 7.
Pass complete to Matt Brown.
Matt Brown, the sophomore, 5'9" sophomore.
Back to the 20-yard line. It'll be third and 10.
So he's back to the original line of scrimmage almost. It'll be third down and 10. A little bit more manageable, third and 10, than third and 19. Just about 90 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Sterling still holding on to a 7-3 lead. Their only score coming on a defensive touchdown by Marcus Taylor. Big third down here for Sterling. Jake Campbell trips to the near side. He's going to look to that side. Pass is going nowhere. And again, another penalty
pass
marker comes
incomplete.
In. I think
the penalty in the
Hawks seemed like
field.
The receivers were on the same page as he threw that ball. It hit about the 40-yard line, and the closest receiver were running past the ball. Let's take a look at the penalty. Another hit to the head. That is hit to the head, personal foul, number 3. All of which coming on a third down situation, and it's going to keep Haddon Township's drive alive when they had them dead to rights for the third time.
Penalty against the Knights moves the ball to the Hawk 35-yard line.
We saw one of these in the first half, one of these in the second half. This is now the third.
First and 10.
Not sure who the penalty was on, but there was a lot of pressure. Sterling letting Haddon Township hang into this game right now. As they get a fresh set of downs, they'll operate now from the 35-yard line.
First and 10 Hawks from their own 35-yard line. Just Just over a minute to play in the third quarter.
I'm sure the coaching staff, that's what they'll be talking about in practice over the next couple days. The amount of penalties, especially the hitting to the head, keeping drives alive for the opposing team. Campbell with a fresh set of downs, operating from the shotgun, standing at his own 30. He's going to roll out and keep it. Spins and able to get back to the original line
Campbell
of scrimmage. He's tackled there
by
Julian Blackshear. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10.
No gain on the play. Makes it second and 10 with the ball at the 35.
Jerry Crisman standing at the 35. Little equipment issue there with the helmet. Able to wrangle it back on. He's good to go. So second down and 10 from the 35. Just about 30 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Campbell from the shotgun. Two receivers near side, two far side, and a running back to his right. He's hit as he throws. Pass is incomplete.
Just as he releases the ball.
No receiver in the area, but Julian Blackshear was the closest player to the ball.
Hit by Devin Lewis.
But good job by Sterling to keep the pressure on Jake Campbell.
Third and 10, ball at the 35.
Another huge third down with 19 seconds left to go for the Knights. Campbell bringing the play in from the sideline. Haddon Township going from left to right. As we look at it here from the Haddon Township press box. He's going to put one receiver to his right, two to his left, as well as a running back. Third and 10 from the 35. Campbell back to pass. Pass goes over the head of the intended receiver.
Pass is incomplete.
Corson Harder. And that's going to bring out the punt unit for Haddon Township.
So with fourth and 10 and the ball at the Hawk 35.
15 seconds left to go here. And Sterling very fortunate to
bring on Troy
dodge
Condula,
the personal
Hawk
foul
punter.
Hitting to the head penalties and not
and
have that
Quamir
come back and bite them.
Quamir Mack
forcing a punt situation here. So great job by
the
Sterling defense to force a punt. Quamir Mack standing at his own 30-yard line, deep to receive. Spiraling punt, taken back to the 27, makes a move, breaks off a tackle at the 35. He's still on his feet across the 40, across midfield. He's got one man to beat in the kicker, and he is tackled inside of Hawk territory at the 37-yard line. Great individual effort there by Quamir Mack.
Around the 37-yard line.
Looked like they had him wrapped up at the 40-yard line, able to spin off a couple tacklers. Great individual effort by Quamir Mack to gain another extra 20 to 25 yards.
37.
It'll be a first and 10 at the 37-yard line.
And
that will end the third quarter as Quamir Mack runs it out. We will head to the fourth quarter. It is Sterling 7, Haddon Township 3. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Are you interested in politics? Do you want to get more involved in making a difference in your community? Would you like to help work the polls in the next election? Then the Stratford Democrat Club is for you. The Stratford Democrat Club is looking for new members. Meetings are on the first Monday of each month, starting at 7 p.m. For more information, contact Terry Armbruster at 856-783-5952 or Tom Scott at 856-627-8275. The Veterans of Foreign Wars of Magnolia is actively looking for new members. The VFW is the official nonprofit service organization for U.S. military veterans, offering benefits, programs, and community service. For more information and eligibility on the Magnolia chapter of the VFW, please call 856-783-4353. Once again, 856-783-4353 or online at www.vfw.org.
Also at 10:30.
And welcome back to Haddon Township High School for fourth quarter action here in the 2012 season opener. Rob Strauss here bringing you all the Sterling football action as Sterling is looking to hang on to a 7-3 lead here in the season opener.
Fourth quarter begins. Sterling in possession, first and 10 from the Haddon Township 37-yard line.
The play goes, to Dwayne Wade. To the far side, able to cross the 30 and down to the 20-yard line. So a nice run to open the fourth quarter by Dwayne Wade. You have to think the way that this
Wade
game is going, that
to about the
a touchdown would give them a two-score lead
and
here, and that
Sterling
may seal it up.
The
way that this game's been going, Haddon Township only able to muster a 32-yard field goal late in the second quarter by Connor Wade. Sterling operating no huddle right now. Preston Harrison hands it off and able to get out to the about to the 15-yard line is Khalil Howard.
Howard picks up about 5 yards, makes
it'll
it second,
be second
and five.
Down and five now for
Bulls at the 16-yard line
for the Knights, sitting at the 16. Some confusion in the backfield right now for Sterling as Harrison shotgun. Now he's going to split out two receivers to either side. Harrison back to pass, looking left, and pass is complete to Devin Thompson.
He's
able to get,
completed
appears to be,
to Devin Thompson,
the first down. If not, he's very, very close to it. He's right at the sticks here. Officials are talking about it, and it looks like
ball being spotted around the 11-yard line.
It's very close to a first down. If not, it's inches away, and they
referee
are going to give it a first down.
That is good for a Sterling first down.
So it'll be first and 10,
first and 10
from the 11.
The 11.
So Sterling is still able to pick up a first down here as they are operating again without a shotgun. Four wide receiver look as he's going to move Dwayne Wade to Marcus Taylor, and now they're going to bunch them all in again. They're going to have them switch sides. So now you have Dwayne Wade, Marcus Taylor, and Jameer Jenkins to the left. And handing the ball off is Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade is able to get close to the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Dwayne Wade carries an 11-yard touchdown, and Sterling takes a 13-3 lead. 10:41 left to go in the fourth.
Number two, Dwayne Wade, with an 11-yard touchdown run.
So great job there by Dwayne Wade to give Sterling
Marcus
a convincing
Taylor will attempt the
lead right
point.
Now. They have an 11-point lead,
Harrison,
or excuse me, a 10-point lead.
Holder.
They can make it 11. And this is a big extra point because now you're looking at a two-touchdown game instead of a touchdown and a field goal. The kick is up, and it is good.
It is up and good.
With 10:41 left to go here in the fourth quarter, Sterling currently leads 14-3.
Sterling 14, Haddon Township
3. On an 11-yard touchdown run by Dwayne Wade, and Sterling very much in command here in this second half. The only miscues coming on a fumble by Khalil Howard, and also a lot of penalties. We mentioned this throughout the broadcast. Very penalty-heavy game here on both sides of the ball for both teams. But Sterling in command here, 14-3 with 10:41 left to go here in the fourth. Despite a great quarterbacking performance by Jake Campbell, Sterling has done a fantastic job as well, capitalizing on the opportunities that they have gotten, especially in this second half. The only, again, fumble deep in their own territory after the nice 35-yard run there by Khalil Howard. That was their only mistake there. And
Casey Boyle and Taylor
about one score away from really, really putting this game out of the reach for Hawks.
Marcus Taylor kicking off for the night.
Marcus Taylor will kick off back deep to receive. It looks like Casey Boyle and Corson Harder. And the kick from Marcus Taylor from the 40 end over end will be taken by Boyle, standing at his own five. Boyle crossed the 20, does the 25 and down to the 28-yard line.
7-yard line.
And that's where Haddon Township will try and make some noise here with 10:35 left to go, as you can hear the Haddon Township band trying to get the fans and their team back into the game.
Ball's on their own 27-yard line.
Jake Campbell jogging back in from the sideline, going to bring in the play. Also checking into the game right now is Dan Clemente. 14-3, 10:35 left to go. First and 10 for the Hawks from their own 27. Campbell from the shotgun, looking right across the middle and not able to hang onto the ball is Clemente. He would have been tackled immediately for a short gain anyway.
That was intended for Dan Clemente.
Probably would have been about a 4-yard pickup either way. He had
second
Sterling Knights all over him at that point, but it will bring up second down and 10. Hawks moving from right to left from where we are standing in the broadcast booth. Good Sterling crowd on hand watching this afternoon performance here.
Timeout. Timeout. Stopping the clock with 10:30.
Timeout here
in the fourth.
Make things.
And remember, Hawks play again next Saturday.
Let this game go a little bit longer here.
Panthers of Collingwood.
Haddon Township in need of a couple scores.
Just
kind of recap some of the scoring for you. First quarter, no scoring at all. Second quarter, almost no scoring. Connor Wade for Haddon Township boots a 32-yard field goal with under a minute left to go in the half to bring the score 3-0 heading into the locker room. In favor of the Hawks, but Sterling comes out firing defensively. 55-yard interception return for a touchdown by Marcus Taylor gives Sterling the lead at 7-3. And then just moments ago, Dwayne Wade scampers into the end zone from 11 yards out, and that brings the score to 14-3. Sterling and Dwayne Wade get their first offensive score of the season. Off of one of the guys who got him there a lot in the end zone last season in Dwayne Wade. And also Khalil Howard.
Second and 10.
Against Sterling's next game will be their home opener.
About the
against
29-yard line.
Paulsboro. And you can hear that game live right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Coverage starting. We're going to try and do a pregame show starting at 6:30 with live action starting at 7. As we resume play, Campbell passes complete into the flat
to
Casey Boyle, and he gets across the 30-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. Only able to gain about 3 or 4. We'll call it 3. It'll be third down and 7.
Gain of about 3 yards on the play makes it third and 7. Ball's at the 31.
As Schulz mentioned earlier in the first half, Paulsboro should be a very, very good contest for Sterling. expecting a very good crowd on hand for a Friday night under the lights event. Be honoring a graduating class. I believe it's a class of 92 football team pregame. So we'll, or at halftime, so we'll be on board for that as well. As third down resume action, and looks like Jake Campbell is going to be sacked in the
Campbell
backfield there by Devin Thompson,
backfield.
Among others. Also in there is Khalil Howard. And Campbell is sacked at the 25, and that'll bring out the punting
Darryl
unit for Haddon Township.
And Khalil Howard.
Great job there. Great
Julian
pressure
Blackfield
by Sterling. Sterling in control of this second half defensively.
25-yard line where it was 4th and 13. Hawks bring in Troy Condrilla to punt.
So we are at the 9-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Sterling in control, 14-3.
Waits at the 45-yard line.
Kamir Mack standing at his 45-yard line as the punt sky high, sending Kamir Mack back to the 35-yard line. He falls on it.
Mack,
that thing was a mile up in the air, and I think Kamir Mack had a tough time trying to find it as it went right through his hands. He's able to just fall on top of it right at the 35-yard line. That's where Sterling will take over, first and 10. First and 10 for Sterling at their own 36-yard line. We'll call it the 35-yard line. Just looking to hang on to this 11-point lead as Preston Harrison under center is going to hand it off to Khalil Howard. Able to get across the 40-yard line down to the 42.5, almost a 43-yard line. Gain of about 7. Or 8. It'll be, we'll call it 7. It'll be a second down and 3.
7 on the play. Makes it 2nd and 3. Ball's at the 42.
Obviously, any type of score here would really, really put the game out of reach for Haddon Township. Looking to seal up. Sterling looking to seal up a win on their season opener here on the road at Haddon Township. As 2nd down and 3 in the give. Again, goes right up the middle to Khalil Howard across the 45-yard line. Very, very close to a first down as we're now under 8 minutes to go.
Let's go, Dave!
Wind really starting to pick up here as the officials will look for a measurement here. They're bringing the chain gang for the first time this afternoon. Give the players opportunity to grab some hydration here. Again, a very hot, sticky morning slash afternoon of football here is now at 1 o'clock. This game started at 10:30. It's now a little after 1 o'clock here. And it is enough for a first down, and Sterling will get a fresh set of downs.
And by the length of a football, it is a Sterling first down.
So the ball currently rests on the outside of their own 45-yard line. They'll get a fresh set of downs with under 8 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, Sterling just looking to run the clock down as much as they possibly can here and get out of here with a win. They obviously have a lot to work on in the penalty department.
First and
defensively,
the
looking great so far this afternoon.
Line, they lead by 11.
Harrison under center now, and backs from the I formation. The give will go to Khalil Howard, right up the middle. Across the 45, across the 40, he's got daylight. He's going to go all the way. Khalil Howard all the way for a 55-yard touchdown. With 7:16 left to go in the fourth, that's going to wrap it up probably. Sterling leads 20-3. So this is why he was all conference last season. Breaks it off right up the middle. hardly touched, and he goes in for a 55-yard touchdown.
Marcus Taylor attempting the extra point
to make it 20-3 with 7:16 left to go. Marcus Taylor, the extra point is up, and it is good. And again, Sterling increases their lead. 7:16 left to go, 21-3 in favor of Sterling. And that might be it for Sterling as they take a 18-point lead. Great individual effort there by Khalil Howard. Goes right up the middle, and he had nothing but daylight in front of him. So touchdowns by Dwayne Wade, Khalil Howard, and defensively by Marcus Taylor give Sterling a 21-3 lead.
Taylor Lanzillo and Casey Boyle.
Marcus Taylor will get ready to kick off. Again, as a reminder, you can also follow Sterling High School Radio on Twitter. Just punch in at Knights Radio. And you can follow us on Twitter, anything happening on campus at Sterling, either athletically, the arts, anything that's happening on the campus of Sterling High School, programming notes, anything that's going on. I know there's plenty of shows. Mr. Flacco and I, once hockey season resumes, I'm sure we will get the blue line back up running again, as we did late last year for the playoff run. The Los Angeles Kings were the Stanley Cup champions. Stay tuned for updates at Knights Radio on Twitter as the kickoff goes to the near side and getting pushed out of bounds. On the kickoff is number 21, Joe DeStefano. Dan Clemente.
Nice run back by Dan Clemente.
Nice return there by Clemente.
First and 10 from their own 36-yard line.
Giving Haddon Township half decent field position here. They'll start this drive from the 35-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for Haddon Township with 7:07 to go and a long way to go. They need three scores. And there's a Sterling player down at the Haddon Township 44-yard line.
A Sterling player down on the play.
Very early on in the season for a lot of the athletic programs at Sterling High School. As I mentioned earlier, girls volleyball off to a great start at 2-0, just fresh off of a 2-0 win against Paul VI on Friday. Cross country still yet to fire it up. Field hockey looking to fire it up pretty soon if they haven't already. Boys and girls soccer both looking for their first win as they both fell to Haddonfield earlier in the week. Boys losing 3-2 in overtime. Just devastating overtime loss against Haddonfield on Thursday. The girls lost 6-0 to Haddonfield. And they play Cedar Creek today at home. Still waiting to hear the results of that game. So the girls looking to get their first win of the season. Tennis also.
Let's have a hand for number 10, Zaire Gibson.
Getting their first win of the season. The other night. And again, all these results and updates can be found on Sterling High School Radio every morning. Sterling Sports Minute. Fresh Sports Minute starting Monday, the 10th. Update you on what happened the night before and what's coming up this the current day in Sterling Athletics.
On their own 35-yard line. 7:07.
Back to live action. First and 10 from the 35 for Haddon Township. Campbell and some movement. Penalty marker. Not sure if it was
snap of the ball.
Offensive line movement or Sterling jumped into the neutral zone early. I think it's been about 3 or 4 minutes since we've had a penalty. offside penalty against the Knights.
5 yard penalty.
And it'll be first and five from the 40 now for Haddon Township. Love to know the final stats on penalties for both teams. Check the paper for that tomorrow. So first and five now from the 40. Campbell from the shotgun. Out in the flat, had a man wide open. Penalty marker on the play again in the backfield. Incomplete. Pass was incomplete.
Penalty marker down in the Hawk backfield.
And if this is the it's a roughing the passer against Sterling. So that's the fourth penalty against the quarterback, Jake Campbell, today. This one coming on first down, not third. And that will give Haddon Township 15 yards. And now they'll be in Sterling territory.
And it'll be first and 10 for the Hawks.
With a long way to go here, down 21-3. But none, you got to figure the penalties are going to be on the minds of the coaching staff when they come back and look at the tape. 7:03 left to go here, and got to be upwards of 15 to 20 penalties for Sterling today. And very fortunate for them that Haddon Township not able to capitalize on the scoreboard with a lot of these penalties. So now they'll have it first and 10 from the 45. Not sure what the delay is here. Talking to head coach Clint Wiley on that far sideline. And we will resume action right now.
First and 10 Hawks from the Sterling 45.
Now it's going to be Jake Campbell from the shotgun. And he has Corson Harder to his left. Campbell's going to roll out, and he's going to be sacked
Campbell
in the backfield.
In the Hawk backfield.
Great job there by number 50, Devin Lewis.
And moves the ball back into Haddon Township territory to their
PA announcer stealing all of my words here, but he's back into Haddon Township territory, and it's now going to be second down and long at the 45. As we're under 6.5 minutes left to go. Second down and 20 for Haddon Township at their own 45.
Second and 20.
Handoff goes to number 21, Dan Clemente. Haven't seen a lot of the running attack today for Haddon Township. It's been mostly an air attack via Jake Campbell.
Handoff went to Dan Clemente.
That'll be
about three or four yards,
and he's going to be still a third and long situation.
Making it third and about 16 from the 49.
And this one's pretty much all but over here from Haddon Township as something miraculous happens. Haddon Township staring in the face of a 21-3 deficit. And Sterling defense has done their job today, allowing 3 points. Also a score for a touchdown. Clemente back to pass. Intended
pass is incomplete.
For that near sideline for number 16,
Robert McCullough,
but pass fades out of bounds. But had a lot of pressure in his face from that Sterling defensive line. That will bring up fourth down. And the punt unit comes out with 5:19 left to go in the fourth.
Troy Condor.
Fourth and 16.
For the Hawks.
Back deep to receive for Sterling. And it looks like that is Richard Carter. And he lets it bounce. And nice punt there by Haddon Township is going to pin Sterling inside the 10.
About the 7-yard line.
And they'll take over first and 10 from their own 7 with 5:07 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Play in the fourth quarter, Sterling in possession, first and 10 at their own 7-yard line.
Haddon Township band still trying to get everybody fired up here as well. Good crowd on hand this afternoon for a nice opening day game Saturday. Most of the games took place last night, Friday night underneath the lights. Some big upsets in South Jersey last night as well. Paulsboro beating Haddonfield. Pretty sure on that one. I know that Timber Creek lost last night at home. As we resume live action here and hand off right up the middle. Only to gain, able to gain a couple yards there.
Inside handoff by Sterling.
Most importantly, the clock will continue to run as we dip underneath. 5 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter.
3 yards. Second and 7 from the 11.
Sterling backed up deep into their own territory here, but sitting on a 21-3 lead. Second down. Handoff again goes up the middle. Kamir Mack.
Mack on the carry.
And he's across the 20-yard line, able to gain about 10 yards. That'll be a Sterling first down. Clock stops just to move the chains with 4:20 left to go here in the fourth. And as a reminder, Sterling will be playing their home opener next Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Castle, trying to get a pregame show starting at 6:30. You could tune in at 6:30 on Friday night for the pregame show, and then obviously live action starting at 7 o'clock with myself, Kevin Schulz. First and 10, and the handoff again goes up the middle, really going nowhere.
Handoff again to Kamir Mack.
Kamir Mack on the carry as we're under 4 minutes left to go here. Sterling very content with just letting the clock run out as
no gain on the play.
They will move to 1-0 on this early season of winning their season opener. And you look ahead to their schedule, West Deptford also coming up, and then a stretch of 4 home games in a row in the middle part of October until they finish out the season on the road, barring playoffs or anything like that, as there's a player down
injury
in the backfield. But at any rate, Sterling will be at Collingswood this year on Thanksgiving. And we'll see if they can make the playoffs. Sterling coming off a 6-4 record from last season. Had a real nice late season push towards the end of last year, able to finish up at 6-4. One of their best marks in recent memory. As another injury. Hard to see who that is. I believe it looks like Jerry Crismond down inside the 20-yard line. Hard to tell because laying down, but either way, Sean Clank and the athletic training staff out there to assist. He's back on his feet now, and it looks like that is Kamir Mack.
Kamir Mack.
And you have to wonder how many of these things are just cramps or if they're actual physical injuries because, as I mentioned earlier, the heat and the humidity out here is, and it's very sunny out here as well today, so players can sometimes forget to remain hydrated, causing the cramping. So we'll resume action under 3.5 to go here. Second down and 10 from the 23. Handoff goes again
inside
up the middle.
Handoff picks up about 2 yards.
It'll be a third and
that's
we'll call it 8.
Wade, the ball carrier.
As you heard Dwayne Wade on the carry there.
Third and about eight. Balls at the
before this next snap, it will be under 3 minutes left to go here in the game. Sterling up comfortably 21-3, all second half, all Sterling, as it was a chess match in the first half. The only scoring coming off of a 32-yard field goal from Connor Wade for Haddon Township. And Preston Harrison waiting under center, getting as much time off that clock as possible. Handoff goes again up the middle, and going nowhere is Dwayne Wade, just holding on to the ball.
He's stopped by Dan Clemente.
As there's under 2:30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And that'll bring out the punt unit for Sterling.
Ball is at the Sterling 26-yard line.
Myself and Kevin Schulz will be back for Friday night's broadcast. I'm sure we'll have another commentator on staff as well.
Taylor is the Sterling punter.
Also try and get some of the coaches either at the end of the second quarter or somehow during before the start of the third quarter. Get some inside info on what's going on, what the plans are for the second half. We'll try and get some of the coaches in.
47-yard line.
And also going to try and put together some type of pregame show, sit down with some of the coaches during the week, talk about this game, talk about the upcoming game against Paulsboro, the home opener, and we will bring that to you live right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. If we do have a pregame show, it will start at 6:30, so make sure you tune into that. If we do not have a pregame show, regular programming will be run, music and updates, things like that. And then the live broadcast will start at around 7 o'clock. So 1:47 left to go here. This is all but in the books right now. As another timeout by Haddon Township.
Haddon Township calls timeout.
Looking at almost a three-hour game here. One of the longest high school games, usually these, but with all the penalties in that first half and even into the second half, made the game a little bit longer here at the season opener. But I think Sterling will be okay with the length of the game if they are going to go 1-0 on the season. Marcus Taylor breaks into the game with a 55-yard interception return for a touchdown to give Sterling the lead for good.
Now at quarterback for the Hawks,
Wade and
Khalil, number 10, Curtis Strohmuller.
Khalil Howard also adds some rushing touchdowns. Dwayne Wade from 11 yards out and Khalil Howard from 55 yards out. That really sealed the game up for the Knights, as they will improve to 1-0 on the season. A lot of football left to be played, however. Again, season goes all the way, barring a playoff run. We'll go all the way to Thanksgiving. So it is a long season. Back to live action with a 1:47 left to go in the game. Handoff right up the middle, tackled there nicely by Joseph Wood, this junior, for little to no gain.
Taylor Lanzillo, the Hawk ball carrier. No gain on the play. Second and 10.
90 seconds left to go in the game. And there's been a change at quarterback now for the Hawks. It looks like they've, number 10, Curtis Straubmuller, the freshman, getting some playing action right now. Check that. It's number 10, Curtis Straubmuller. As the pitch goes outside. And able to gain about 4 or 5 yards. Across the 50 into Knight territory with under 60 seconds left to go.
Pick up of about 4 yards makes it third and five. Ball now East Sterling 47.
But with the clock ticking and an 18-point deficit. This one is all but locked up. 30 seconds left to go. This may be the last play of the game. Sterling will improve again to 1-0. Haddon Township will fall to 0-1. And you got to give the player of the game honors to, I would say, the entire Sterling defense, holding Haddon Township to just 3 points. And interception return for a touchdown. You can't ask for much more than that, as the
snap goes to
penalty marker on the play.
Penalty marker thrown at the end of the play.
There's only 8 seconds left to go. It's going to be a hold against Haddon Township. That will back them up. This will, with all intent and purposes, be the last play of the game.
Penalty moves the ball back to the 40-yard line.
That'll pretty much do it. Again, the next broadcast will be Friday night. It's the 14th. Sterling's home opener. And that's going to do it. From Haddon Township, Sterling 21, Haddon Township 3. Just to recap some of the scoring throughout the game, no scoring in the first quarter, hardly any scoring in the second quarter. The waning moments of the second quarter, Connor Wade with a 32-yard field goal to send Haddon Township into the locker room with a 3-0 lead. And then it's all Sterling defense in the second half. Marcus Taylor on the opening drive for Haddon Township picks off Jake Campbell and takes it back 55 yards for the touchdown to give Sterling the lead 7-3. They never look back. Moments later in the fourth quarter, Dwayne Wade adds an 11-yard touchdown run, and Khalil Howard puts the icing on the cake with a 55-yard touchdown run. And that is your final score, 21-3. For everybody here at WSHS Sterling High School Radio, I am Rob Strauss. Make sure you join us next time, which is going to be Friday night, when we open the home season for Sterling football as the Knights get ready to take on the Red Raiders of Paulsboro. Also, special thanks to Kevin Schulz for his first half help. We will see you next Friday night, starting at either 6:30 if there's a pregame show, or 7 o'clock if there isn't. Stay tuned to WSHS Sterling High School Radio for updates, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. Once again, your final score, 21-3. Sterling moves to 1-0 on the season. We'll see you next Friday night against Paulsboro. Have a good night.
The Stratford Fire Company is looking for students who are interested in joining their junior member program. The junior member eligibility ages range from 16 to 18 years old. If you are interested or need additional information, please contact Chief Gagliardi at 856-783-1649. Please leave a message with your name and telephone number, or stop by the fire station located on Laurel Road in Stratford to pick up an application. You can also visit their website at www.stratfordfire.com.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community, and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling. Tweet, 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 tweet.